I've got Dean Widders on the line. He's Indigenous Australian, former professional rugby league footballer who played in the 2000s and 2010s, and he now works with the Pathways Manager for the National Rugby League. Welcome this morning to Noongar Radio, Dean.
Hey, mate. Nice to be here and nice to have a chat to you.
Excellent, excellent. So you're going to talk about the thing that's happening with NITV and SBS this morning. Let's see. How about you tell us who you are and where you're from first?
So my name's Dean Widders. I'm the Indigenous Pathways. I'm a former NRL player, but I'm from Ahamaro in northern New South Wales. I'm an Anawan man, part of the Anawan people up there, Himbaron clan, and yeah, from northern New South Wales, a place called Ahamaro.
Excellent. Okay, so Aratika Rise Ups. What's that all about?
It's a little bit about the Indigenous. We call it the Unity Dance. It's sort of like a welcome dance that the Indigenous players do.
You're cutting out, mate. Try not to move. Okay, so it's about the Indigenous dance that rugby league players do in, it's sort of, I guess it's in relation to the haka from the Maori.
Yeah, well, they call it a war cry. They cry in a war cry. We're more of a unity dance. So there's a little bit of difference in it. It's not sort of replicating or copying. We come up with something that represents our culture in a different way, and we perform that before the matches.
Yeah.
It's about bringing people together.
Yeah, I actually seen the first one you guys did. I thought it was pretty good, actually. I wish we had something like that when I was playing rugby league. Okay. So this documentary that's going to be playing on NITV and SBS, what can people expect to see, and what inspired you to actually do the documentary?
Well, I think you'll see that, you know, sport's always been a great vehicle to draw a positive change in the community, for the Indigenous community. I suppose it's always been a place where we've had a platform to speak up on different issues in our community and raise awareness, I suppose, of the injustices or trauma that our people have been through, just to create better understanding and bring people closer together. So it's always been that place and always had that ability. So you see that come through. I think you'll see the story of a bit of a timeline on what we've achieved in sport and how it's being used for social change and political change for our people. And then looking forward to the future about, you know, an opportunity of whether we can all come together and include this dance in some of our national sporting teams. I think that's what it's all about. But there's some fun stuff in there in between, and some historical and, you know, community stuff as well. So, and then you also see the importance of dance and learn a bit about Indigenous culture. So it's really educational in that sense as well.
Yeah. So what inspired you to actually do the documentary?
I suppose I always loved rugby league, and it's always been something I'm passionate about, and the ability for the sport to bring people together and overcome differences, you know, and all that sort of stuff. But also, when I played rugby league, one of my last games in Australia as a professional before I moved overseas was to play against the New Zealand Māori team in the Welcome to Country game at the World Cup and represent.
Oh, you cut out. Are you still there? Oh, look out. I think we've lost him. Hey, Dean, are you still there? No, we've lost him. He's gone.
Can you hear me, mate?
You're there now.
Yeah.
You cut out, mate.
Someone tried to ring my phone.
Oh, right. Yeah, that always happens when you're on the phone, someone trying to ring you. Okay, so you're experienced in bringing this dance to the NRL. This is mainly what people will see in the documentary. How can people see this documentary? And
Wednesday night will be shown on NITV for the first time, 9:30 p.m. So check out that. But it'll also be on the SBS On Demand app, so you can check it out on that over the coming days and see it all on there.
Yeah, excellent. So let's get on to the 26th of January. What's it mean to you?
I suppose it's a celebration of the survival of the people, and that people are still thriving. It's a real memorable day for me to remember what everyone's been through in the past and the things they've faced in the past to be able to give me sort of opportunity to do positive things for my people today. So that's how I look at it, and that's what I'll be celebrating come Wednesday.
Excellent. So how important do you think it is to keep culture strong and alive?
Oh, definitely strong. You know, culture is what is a safe place. It's a healing place for our people. It connects us to the history of this land, and I think it's important to always be connected to the land and listen to the land moving forward. And I think there's opportunity for all Australians to learn a little bit about Indigenous culture and Indigenous history and be proud of that, because, you know, it's part of... It's a massive part of the history of where we all are today, and it's going to be part of the future of where we go on this land. So we're all living on this land as Australians, so I think it's important that we all learn a little bit and come closer together.
Excellent. Well, you're a great spokesman for our people with the National Rugby League, Dean, and we really appreciate you actually being there. Doing that Indigenous Pathways Manager's job must be fairly difficult. How do you go about doing that? What's your main role when you do that?
I suppose it's given all Indigenous players, whether it be from remote or rural communities, an opportunity to try and be part of the pathway. And just make sure, you know, because obviously there'll be different obstacles and obstructions for people from their locations, or different issues that they face in trying to have access to the elite pathway or rugby league. So we try and provide those opportunities and try and help our people with any barriers that they might face or any issues that they've got to overcome in their sort of ambitions to be a professional rugby league player. So that's probably what I do a lot in my job.